It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, today's focus is on healthcare. There's a new executive director and new chapter starting for the MACT Health Board Incorporated, which provides healthcare services across the greater region. We're joined on the show today by Mariella Contreras. We're also joined in studio by the Director of Marketing and Development for MACT, Damian Riley. It's great to have you both with us here today.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us, yeah.
So I'll start first with Mariella Contreras. Congratulations on the new role. So for people who don't know you, tell us about yourself and how you got involved with healthcare.
Thanks for having me. My name is Mariella. I've been in healthcare for the last 20 years. I started off in the finance department. I've been with MACT for the last almost 12 years and have grown from the finance director to the executive director.
And Damian Riley, how about you?
I came on to MACT last year, and so I'm just a little bit over a year now here at MACT, and it's been an exciting chapter. You know, my previous marketing life came from a number of different industries, including casinos and stuff like that. But it's great to be helping the community and working for MACT again.
And Mariella, if anybody's not familiar with MACT, can you explain a little bit about the history and what you do and the various locations?
So MACT is composed by a consortium of different tribes from our local community. It was started back in the early 60s. In 1979, MACT became incorporated, and we've been providing comprehensive healthcare services since then.
When you talk about comprehensive healthcare services, what are the different types of things that you do?
So we provide an array of services going from medical to dental and behavioral healthcare services. Over the last few years, we added optometry and chiropractics, and are looking to continue to expand different services based on the needs of our communities.
And then there was also a new optometry clinic, or I should say a renovated optometry clinic. What can you tell us about that in Sonora?
Yes, we recently MACTified our clinic in Sonora on Silva Lane. It's beautiful in there now. I definitely recommend anybody in the community go in and take a look at our new layout. It is helping improve the flow of patients. More transparency as to access to the different services there.
And we have a great new optometrist, Dr. Narula. She's there now. We always have Dr. Zadron coming in. He's our director of optometry. And, you know, just a quick plug, because I come from marketing, if you are a Medi-Cal patient, frames are no cost if you come into one of our optometry clinics. So just throwing that out there for anyone who might be listening.
And when it's newly renovated, is it new equipment or is it bigger in size? What can you tell us?
Yeah, so the footprint got, I'd say, a little bit more ergonomic and not necessarily larger, but like Mariella said, the layout's better, the flow is better. We're able to get patients in, quicker and easier. And just the whole experience, really is trying to be optimized for the optometry experience. One of the machines that we do have now is the Optos machine, which allows you to get a retinal exam without the dilation, right? So you don't have to drive home half blind or anything like that. You can come in, there's no eye drops. They can do a full comprehensive eye exam and you leave and your vision is perfectly restored. You don't have to wear the funny looking glasses or anything like that.
Very nice. And Mariella, a question too I wanted to ask you just in regards to, you mentioned Native American services and also serving the general community. Can you tell us about how that works?
So I think Damian brought up earlier that there's a misconception that we only provide services to Native American communities. And that is correct. We do provide services to our Native patients, but all the communities around us.
Damian, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah,
on that?
I think one of the early on when I came into MACT, trying to do just some community, research and surveys and try to get a feel for what people knew about our organization. One of the biggest misconceptions I came across was people that did know about MACT thought it was for natives only. When in fact, even though we do put our entire focus on our native communities within the five counties we serve, we are open of doors are open to anybody within the community to take part in any of our services that we offer.
And is there new offerings with diabetes care as well?
Yes. So we've had a grant, an SDPI grant that we've been managing for the last, I think, over 10 years. And Nicole Archer, the new registered nurse in the program, is really helping taking that program and expanding it from the 200 patients it targeted and opening up the services to all MAC patients. So, and expanding to our pre-diabetic patients, providing different services, education, help with managing diabetes or preventing diabetes.
Yeah, Nicole's great. I've never met somebody so excited about helping people with that diabetes. And she's a real passionate nurse when it comes to this topic. If you go to our website, that's www.macthealth.org. You can go up to the top bar under services. I believe it's diabetic care program, and you can read more about the services that she offers.
I know there's been a lot happening recently. There's a new dental director too, right?
Yes. Dr. Keel joined the team in the last 6 months. He is a very experienced dental director and has a great vision for our dental department. He's working great with our associate dental director and is looking at expanding access to care. He's closely looking at our schedules, looking at the services that we render and seeing how we can maximize and improve the quality of our current services.
Yeah, Dr. Keel's been great. You know, I think one of the growth, pains that comes along with offering, dental or medical services is that, in these rural communities, you have a lot of demand for it. And, that can back up schedules, that can push things out. And Dr. Keel has really, come in with a passion to make sure that people can get in to see dentists as soon as possible, that the wait times are greatly reduced. And so far, he's been doing an amazing job at that.
I wanted to add our dental lab.
So we
have a dental lab in Sonora, and we, over the last six months to a year, we've been able to create our own dental crowns.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's really exciting because not many dental facilities or dental clinics up here have, their own in-house homogenous, dental labs. And MACT made a major investment into that site and that operation. And in right now and in the near future, that's just going to, get even better. So, we're not having to send out, to other states or other counties for dental lab services as much. Pretty soon it's going to be all done right here in Sonora, which is pretty amazing.
And the turnaround, because crowns and partials and can be fabricated and sent out to the clinics within 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So patients aren't waiting for weeks before they get their equipment.
Yeah, and it's a cool facility too. I mean, you go in, it's like like Space Invaders. There's like 3D printing machines and everything. It's awesome.
Yeah. 3D printing machines.
Oh, yeah.
High tech.
Oh, it's super high tech,
And it's making dentures very affordable.
Yeah.
It is something that has helped increase the levels of care, definitely at MACT.
Getting into some other things, Markleyville has been an area that's been underserved when it comes to healthcare recently, and there's been some expansion in that area too, right?
Yes. So we worked closely. We started off in Bear Valley. We rented a space there. We have a nurse that's up there helping provide services and giving access to the patients their telehealth services. The community really liked the outreach that we did, and they approached us about expanding into Markleyville, which is something that we started last month. We have a nurse practitioner up there and staff that are providing healthcare to the residents there.
Yeah, Markleyville, it's a unique spot. You're kind of at the crossroads between, real mountain rural community and, the South Lake Tahoe Basin. And then if you go south from there, you're into Colville. And then you're really close to the Nevada border. So Markleyville is unique, and it's given us a challenge on, how can we provide, real remote rural healthcare to a small community. And also, there's logistic challenges, deliveries, and we have to worry about winter conditions when wintertime comes because the pass is closed. So it's definitely a new challenge for us, but we're committed to Markleyville.
Talking about healthcare on this weekend's Motherload Views, we're joined by a pair of guests from MACT Health Board Incorporated. On the program today, we have the new executive director, Mariela Contreras, as well as the director of marketing and development, Damian Riley. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We have a panel of guests from the MACT Health Board Incorporated today. We have the new executive director, Mariela Contreras, as well as Damian Riley, who is director of marketing and development. And Mariela Contreras, tell us about the number of employees that MACT has and the various different kind of roles and positions.
Oh, we have a lot. I think when I started at MACT over 11 years ago, we had 100 employees. We're almost at 300 now. We have a big array of different employees in medical, dental, behavioral health, all our different departments.
Damian, anything you'd like to add?
No, I mean, a major or significant employer within the community, there's a lot of job opportunities. And I'm not from HR, so I don't want to speak for them, but there's a lot of openings right now. So if you're interested in working in healthcare, we have workforce investment programs, we have trainee programs, and if you know an optometrist or a licensed a clinical social worker, we're hiring for those positions right now. So definitely take a look at our website. You can go to the careers page and you can see all the available openings.
And Mariela, talking about training programs, what do you mean by that?
So we have the Workforce Investment Program. So we partner with Columbia College and we work with them to help get their students jobs. So we have paid internships for anybody that's interested in learning more about healthcare. You can apply through our website, like Damian said, and pick a specialty if you want to learn how to become a biller. You can intern with the billing department. And if you want to learn more about finance and payroll, or you're interested in becoming a registered dietitian or anything, a registered dental assistant, MACT has the resources to help get our employees to that license as RDAs.
Yeah, it's really great because so many times, I'll talk to different staff members or employees and, through conversation, I'll find out they're there now after many years as licensed, professionals. They came through that workforce investment program. So, I can't say enough good things about it. We do have a lot of employees that have taken advantage of it and are thriving.
And Damian, MACT as a pharmacy, is that a relatively new thing?
Yeah, so we have a pharmacy in Ione and we have a pharmacy here in Sonora. And I can't say enough good things about them. Really great. I think our pharmacy in Ione, Carolyn got a pharmacist of the year for that community and that pharmacy. And then here in Sonora, we're located right off of Mona Way. And they're fast, friendly, and I can't say enough good things about them. The pharmacy world, as any listeners have probably experienced, is definitely gotten a little bit wonky and weird with massive closures and small privately owned pharmacies closing down. And I can tell you that the spirit of good service and a good pharmacy provision is alive and well with MACT here in Sonora.
Damian, focusing on marketing and development, do you ever get any misconceptions or questions in the community that people don't understand or exactly about what MACT does?
I think one of the, like we touched on earlier, one of the biggest misconceptions was that you had to be native to take part in our services. I think the other misconception is that it's somehow going to be difficult to see a MACT physician or change over from your current primary care provider. We make that transition really simple and easy. And so if you're not happy with your current provider, or if you want to try something new, just give one of our clinics a call and they can get you set up pretty quickly.
A new destination in Angels Camp is the impressive new museum. So, Mariela, what can you tell us about that and how that came together?
The museum is beautiful. It's been a dream of our board of directors for over 30 years to be able to teach the community more about our culture. So the museum was set up to help provide that, to help provide our communities with with a location to learn more about our local tribes than everything that they've gone through over.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Native American history within the Sierra Nevada, up until this, our museum opened in Angels Camp, kind of the onus of that was left up to, local curators or our museums that kind of encompassed Gold Rush history as a whole, and we were just a small component of that, even though that the Native Americans within the community probably, bore the biggest brunt of that empire that was built in the Gold Rush era. And so for the first time, the Sierra Nevada and the local, Miwok and Native communities have a museum that is 100% dedicated to telling their story, which I think is really important. And it also ties in perfectly with the overall mission of MACT.
I had a chance to go to the ribbon cutting, and there was a big crowd that morning. If people haven't been there, can you kind of give us a quick snapshot of what people will find inside?
Oh, it's always being curated. Christopher Mandel, who is the director of the museum, he does a fabulous job with that space. So you're going to be able to not only learn about, the history, ancient history up to modern time of the Miwok people, but also get to see a lot of exhibitions and pieces that were normally never available for anyone in public viewing, whether that's the Cooper baskets or certain pieces of regalia. It's really fascinating to learn about, and it's really things that you really would never see in any other museum in Northern California.
Getting into some other topics, Mariela Contreras, how would you describe kind of the MACT board's kind of vision for the future and how you plan to implement that?
I think the mission for the future is really to focus to improve are the services we render. I think we go out of our way to make sure that we provide high quality services, and it's definitely to take that to the next level, to really work with all our insurance companies and our patients to be able to provide easier access to our services.
Damien, anything you'd like to add about the future?
Yeah, I think it comes down to two things, right? We always want to perfect and kind of streamline the patient experience services that we currently have. We're always working to make that a better experience. But at the same time, we want to recognize, what the patient needs are within the community and grow within those spaces. So we're always looking to, expand on services that help our community members find the healthcare services that they need. And right now, especially with all the changes in healthcare, it's more important than ever. So we're really dedicated to that. And, that's our focus, is constantly looking, where we're at now, but also towards the future.
Question for either of you. What do you see as kind of like big challenges facing rural healthcare right now, big picture?
I think access to specialty healthcare services is a huge challenge.
Yeah.
There's a lot of doctors in the communities that are retiring. There's a lot of doctors now not accepting Medi-Cal. So really finding a way to bring those specialties back into our community is something that we're focusing on, seeing if we can bring different specialists to help provide services here.
Absolutely. And, one of the things that, MACT does, I think is, it might not be unique, but it's something that we definitely pride ourselves on, is we have our mobile medical units. These are like full scale, like vans that go out into also rural parts of our community to provide, optometry services, behavioral health, dental checkups to members of the community that normally maybe not have transportation or be able to get those services. So, it's more than just, people coming to MACT, but we're really trying to go out and help those people too and come to their front doors.
So mobile services, that sounds like a unique aspect.
I don't think it's unique. I do think other healthcare organizations are definitely are doing it, but it's something that we really want to, expand on, and we think is a often little talked about component of what we offer, but it's super important.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about MACT Healthcare Board on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We have a pair of guests joining us, the new executive director, Mariela Contreras, and Damien Riley, who is the Director of Marketing and Development. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We have a pair of guests from the MACT Health Board Incorporated joining us this weekend. We have the new executive director, Mariela Contreras, as well as the director of marketing and development, Damian Riley. We've been getting into a number of projects and offerings that the MACT Health Board has in the greater region. There's also been some expansion recently in Valley Springs, right? I'll go over to Mariela.
Yes, we've recently opened up a chiropractic clinic and a behavioral health clinic in Valley Springs. There was a huge need in the community. It's growing very rapidly, and we saw that there was a shortage of services, and we have been able to successfully provide those services now.
Yeah, and the two chiropractors that are there, honestly, it's worth a drive to Valley Springs. Dr. Natalie Sherbert, mm-hmm. and Dr. Reichert.
Reichert.
I always mispronounce his name. Sorry, Dr. Reichert. Are absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Like I will drive all the way down there just to see them. Yeah.
Valley Springs kind of a growing area, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's right there on the crossroads and cusp of the lower, you know, upper valley there and the Sacramento, El Dorado community, which is, you know, forever growing. And, you know, if you haven't been to Valley Springs lately and you kind of want to take a road trip, it's definitely worth checking out. It's becoming like a cool new little hub and, you know, a lot of development and a lot of growth in that area.
And it's the home now for our behavioral health director,
yes,
Christy Hopgood.
Hopgood, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how about Sutter Creek? Has there been some expansion there too?
We have. So we saw an opportunity to expand our optometry clinic. And in Sutter Creek now, we offer optometry, podiatry, and behavioral health services.
Damien, anything you'd like to add about those?
No, I mean, the Sutter Creek location is great also. You know, it's right there, really conveniently located right off the highway, if you look it up on Google Maps. And, you know, it's a really convenient spot if you're in that area to see those services. You know, a lot of other places you're having to drive, you know, 10, 20 miles away to get optometry services or, you know, behavioral health services. And we understand that's a really big need in that area. And so if that's what you're looking for, you know, definitely go to the website or give them a call and they'll get you an appointment.
It's definitely been a lot of expansion. How about events? Do you put on events throughout the year?
Yeah, we have our big time event in San Andreas coming up. When is that?
It's the first week in October.
First weekend in October. There'll be more information on Facebook, our socials in the upcoming months with information on that. And then our museum is having their annual Enchanted Forest Gala event, and that's to raise funds for the Miwok Museum and Cultural Center. That will be on August 8th, 2026. If you want more information on that, again, go to the Miwok, M-I-W-U-K Museum.org, and or their social handles are the same on Instagram and Facebook, and you can find all the information on the Enchanted Forest Gala event. It's going to be a great event, food, wine, fun. So, you know, definitely check it out.
Mariela, I imagine you're looking forward to those community events as well?
Yes. I've participated in the big time, the health fair. It's a great place for the community to come. We offer different services. It's meet and greet our providers. We offer free testing, different testing, diabetes prevention. So it's a great place to come. We invite a lot of the local vendors. There's a lot of Native American vendors that attend the event, and we make a whole weekend out of it.
Yeah, and it's more than just the healthcare aspect of it. You know, I mean, that's really the focus. But you know, we bring a traditional aspect to the event. There'll be Native dancing, Native songs, and you know, we really try to intertwine the spirituality healing aspect to the physical part of it too. So it's a great event to attend.
With MACT in general, is there a focus too about preventative care?
Yes, there's a huge focus. We have difficulty getting patients to come in for preventative care. I think I am guilty of it too. I don't go to the dentist until my tooth hurts. But that's why we're making such a huge push and really focusing on improving our scheduling and availability to patients, because attending preventative care visits can help catch a lot of things very, very early on.
Catch them before they become something bigger.
Yes, like my root canal that I had to get the other day because I waited 6 months before I addressed a toothache.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, I 100% agree with what everything Mariella just said. I'm guilty too.
Mariella, too, how about, does MAC do many partnerships like with colleges or other healthcare providers?
We do. We work very closely with Columbia College. A lot of our billers came from Columbia College. They were students there and they needed an opportunity to get experience. So that's what we've been doing for the last several years is working with them, attending their job fairs, and really letting the students there know that we're available and we're always looking to hire new employees with or without experience.
Before we're recording, too, you mentioned something about Uber Health and looking at that as well. What is that, and can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, I think we found that there is a lot of difficulty after serving our patients getting to appointments. That's huge. That's usually the number one cause for them not going. They can't find a ride. So we've been partnering and piloting working with Uber Health to help schedule rights for patients to be able to attend their appointments. And so far it's working out great. And Tuolumne is the first county that we tried it in. So we're looking to expand that to different counties.
Yeah, Tuolumne was kind of the case study, and it's been highly successful. So we're really looking to expand that in other areas.
So we got just a few minutes left on this weekend's Motherload Views. We've got into a number of topics. Mariella Contreras, are you pretty optimistic about healthcare?
Yes.
Moving forward, stepping into this new role?
Yes. I think at MACT we have a really, really good team. We have directors that are very happy and have great ideas of things that they'd like to roll out in the different departments. And I think it's something that we're working on, making sure that we address everybody's goals to help roll out in the communities.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to healthcare, it's easy. I think it's easier than some other industries because when you want to look at it from the patient perspective, because ultimately we're all patients also, right? So we all go through that experience when we're, you know, making appointments or going to see a doctor or a provider. And so, you know, Mariella has really empowered our organization moving forward to be more empathetic and to look at this from a patient perspective and how we can improve the patient experience overall. And I think that's really the main focus, you know, moving forward, whether it's, you know, perfecting the services that we have now or expanding to new ones in the future. We're always looking at it from the patient perspective and, you know, what they want and what we would want, too, if we were in their shoes. So that's kind of the vision.
And Mariella, you talked a little bit about this earlier, but you know, you talked about how MACT has really grown over recent years. Are you pretty optimistic and looking for continued growth into the future?
Yes. I think we really want to make sure that we bring specialties back into our communities. Really, like Damian said, addressing the patient concerns, looking at all our referrals and identifying trends to help bring more specialties back to Tuolumne and our other counties.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, if you get a referral and you're having to drive to Fresno or Modesto, you know, those are tough asks for people, especially when, you know, most everyone in this community, they're hard workers and they're working, you know, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And that means taking a day off work to go, you know, see, you know, what could be a potentially like, you know, vital portion of your healthcare services. And so, you know, bringing those specialties back into our communities is just, I think, going to not only provide a more healthy environment for our communities, but just take the burden off of our everyday community members who are just really just pushing to make it.
Well, I appreciate both of you coming in today. Mariella Contreras, any closing comments you'd like to make?
No, we're very excited for everything that's on the horizon. There's a lot of great things coming from MACT. We look forward to sharing that with you guys. And going back to our website, I think we're going to be a lot more transparent
with
our marketing. And
yeah, we update our website constantly. So if you go to our website, www.macthealth.org, we're always updating it. We always have the latest information on there. So definitely check it out and see what services we offer.
Well, we thank our guests for coming in today. We've been talking with Mariela Contreras, who is the new executive director of the MACT Health Board, and Damian Riley, who is the director of marketing and development. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.